Praise God. It's good to see everybody today. And it's always a blessing to see Sister Linda and send our regard to Brother Toddy. God, strength and mercy. And good to see Henry. I mean, he looks good. And good to see him, each and every one, Jan and Lori and all of you. I like what Donnie said. Nobody's dispensable. We need everyone, and we love you. And I think our focus as a church is on you and your situations, your needs, your whatever's going on in your life, we care about. So we're going, and I want to say thank you to Don and Audrey for last week's worship and prophecy. And it was wonderful singing and wonderful encouraging prophecy. And then we had fellowship in the back. And that was not at all bad either. That was really good. So thank you guys. It was. It'll be a blessing to you if you listen to it. So we appreciate that. That was a great service. And today I would like to speak about through the storm. I'm not going to ask who's had a storm. We've all had storms. We've all had situations, and the storm, and we've seen, now, in California, we don't get that much weather, but in part of the rest of our country, they get tornadoes and hurricanes and rains and floods and hail as big as a tennis ball and, you know, all of that. Makes me glad to be here. And every now and again, we'll get an earthquake, and okay, it's done. People say, well, I'm scared to death of earthquakes. So they go back east somewhere, and they have a tornado that lasts, you know, a lot longer than an earthquake would. And it kind of and it'll pull things apart. And so I'm thankful for here and the weather that we have, but we all have storms in our lives. Sometimes it just seems to destroy everything. Hits the family, hits the head of the family or someone in the family, and it's all really difficult. I've got inspiration from a song that I heard on YouTube. And I'll read the song in a minute. Didn't I walk on the water? Joseph Larson sang it. Let's pray before we begin. Jesus, we're thankful for your word. And our purpose today, Lord, why we're here is to glorify you. And Lord, to look to you for our needs and to bring encouragement to your people. And I pray that you'll anoint your word that we'll be able to accomplish these things. I pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen everyone that's here, touch every heart, and we'll give honor to you. Amen. Matthew chapter 14. I told Doug, I think, last night when I talked to him, that I was saying in the book of Matthew, he said someone in their church had a question about the Old Testament, and the pastor's going to do a series now to kind of make sure that they value and appreciate the Old Testament. I said, we normally use a lot of Old Testament and New Testament, but today it's Matthew. 14, 22 through 20 through 33. And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him on the other side while he sent the multitudes away. The word straightway means immediately, and it's the key word of the book of Mark. Mark is written to the Romans. The Romans were always in a hurry. So he used that word a lot, and he kind of condensed and zipped through the gospel that he wrote, the book of Mark. Matthew's a little longer and written to the Jewish people, but he uses this word that Jesus was getting the disciples taken care of. Get in the boat, go to the other side, and I'll meet you. And then he sent the multitude away. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there all alone. Jesus found a place, a solitary place, that he could talk to his Father. And he did that because he wanted to connect with God. And I think also to show us the way that we need to get alone and connect with God. How much of a blessing it is to be able to get the input of Almighty God into our lives, into our situations. A blessing and uplifting to have a little talk with Almighty God. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary. How many's ever been like that wind and been contrary? I know the count on that. But the ship had gone just like Jesus had directed. Imagine that, just like Jesus had directed, but it was in a storm. And the winds were contrary. It was, now, a number of the people, a number of these 12 disciples were fishermen. But this was a storm. And they were all nervous about this storm. It was a big deal. It was upsetting to them. It was breaking the normal. It was difficult. It wasn't something they expected. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came unto them walking on the sea. The fourth watch is 3 to 6 a.m. It's a late night, early morning visit by Jesus. And it's the disciples getting on their way to where Jesus directed them. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. They were afraid of the storm and they were afraid of Jesus. But straightway Jesus spake to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Jesus calmed them down. He calmed the disciples' hearts down. "It is I. Be of good cheer. Be not afraid." And Peter said, now, years ago, Brother Galen Allen preached in this church this sermon. I remember it somewhat. I wish I remembered it all, because he did a great job. But I'll tell you the part I remembered in just a minute. Peter answering said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." And Peter was come down out of the ship and walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, beginning to sink. And he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And what Brother Allen emphasized was that Peter was beginning to sink, and he called out quickly. A lot of people have Peter up over his head with water. And I think Jesus got to him straightway quickly, and that there was none of that. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" You were walking good. You were on top of the water. But all of a sudden, you begin to look at the wrong thing. You begin to look at the wind. You begin to look at the waves. And if you'd have focused on me, you'd have kept on walking. And I don't think he gave Peter too bad of a rebuke, but it's a good example for us today. And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of truth, thou art the Son of God." Isn't it amazing how Jesus came walking on the water? And when they saw him, they were so afraid. And in just a few minutes, he was in the boat with them, and the storm was gone. They had come through the storm. Jesus had taken them through. In my heart, in my life, there's no storm that I want to stay in. There's no storm. Well, you say, you get to have people pity you for going through such things. The things that I've gone through lately, I don't care for pity. I want to get through. I want to get on the other side. I want to get to the worshiping part. And I haven't given up worship through my storm, because I believe strong that worship gets us on the way through. But the disciples worshiped him, saying, "Of truth, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the Messiah. Thou art the one sent. Thou art the Son of God." Now I want to switch to another scripture. We used to sing about this as kids in Sunday school. Matthew 7:14, 24 to 27. I like this verse, Henry, because it talks about building. And Henry and I was both in the building business. Henry dug out the dirt and made it compacted enough to build on. Henry provided the rock. And then the cement went on top of that. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine," whoever hears the word of God, whoever pays very close attention to the Bible. I know a lot of people like to throw out parts of the Bible. You can't do it. You got to leave the Bible alone. It is a whole book, and it is our direction in life, our blessing, our everything. Leave it alone, Genesis to Revelation. Don't be trying to condense it and change it. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them," not just hearing, doing them, "I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. The house that's built upon the Word of God, built upon Jesus Christ, will stand. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. How many has ever built something in the sand? And then those ornery waves come up and wash your sandcastle away. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Can't build upon the sand because the sand washes away. It'll be down the street somewhere. It'll be at the neighbor's front yard. We've got to build upon the truth of God's word, upon Jesus Christ, and our house will stand. Our lives, built upon the rock, will withstand the storm, and we'll get through the storm. Matthew 16, 15 through 18. Jesus had asked, "Who do men say that I am?" And they said, "Oh, you're John the Baptist, Jeremiah, someone else, Isaiah." And then he said to his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter." You're Peter. You're Petros. You're a chip off of a bigger rock. But upon this rock, Jesus was that rock. That was Petra. That was Gibraltar. That was a big rock. That was the big foundation. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell, meaning that we as a church are going to ram through the gates of hell, and we're going to take territory back, and we're not going to be moved and put in a position by Satan that is being destroyed. There's healing in this house. Restoration in this place. Oh my, through Jesus' perfect word, through Jesus' name, we're going to get through the storm. I've heard a couple of storms. Wow, I gotta watch it. Matt and Jan Lori, their family went through a storm last year. Can't imagine how. And Ellie, we saw her. Didn't look good. But she looks good now. The song that I forgot, My Storm, started last year, started this year, early in the year, January 31st, when the doctor told me about leukemia. We weren't prepared for leukemia. We were prepared for iron poor blood, pneumonia, not leukemia. We've gone through several rounds of treatment, but somewhere in the middle of it, they said, you need a spinal operation. I'm still not sure about that one, but I am sure of this, that we're going to get through the storm. We're going to get through the leukemia. We're going to get through the legs not working. Why? Because we serve Jesus Christ. And because he will deliver us from the storm. We've had many prophecies and many prayers. And I believe in what God can do. This song that Joseph sang, as I kneel in the darkness, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance that everything's going to be all right. Lord, I see another battle out in front of me. And I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. And he said, do you remember where I brought you from? Just take a look behind you and see how far you've come. And every time you've asked me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't see you through? Where are we going? Through! You gonna stay in the storm? No. No storm for me and no storm for you. Didn't I walk on the water and calmed the raging sea? I spoke to the wind and hushed, and it hushed, and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven? Oh my. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again. Now she's talking to her father in a house that once was a home. She said, my bills are coming due, Lord. 6 days is not that long. She hears the voice so still and low, and it says, I'll be moved. It says, I've moved like that before, and I'll do this little thing, child, and I'll give you so much more. And then it goes back to, didn't I walk upon the water and calm the raging sea? Jesus controls the storms of our lives, just like he controls everything in the environment. People get so worried about the earth dying in 12 years. Anybody that you hear say that, shake your head and go on. Because Jesus, God said, I've got it under control. He told Noah that. Don't worry. Trust in God. One more song. I looked up, take my hand, precious Lord, and it's got Elvis Presley's name on it. Elvis sang it, but he didn't write it. And it's an awesome song. Thomas Dorsey wrote this song, and he was a jazz musician that had moved from down south up to Chicago. And then he got convicted and saved and started singing for the Lord. He was at a revival meeting in St. Louis when he got a telegraph that his wife had died during child labor, giving birth to their son. And now, when Donnie was about to be born, I flew to Hayward so I wouldn't miss his birth. I didn't take a chance on a four-hour car ride one way. And so but this brother was dedicated, and he went to do the work of the Lord. Got the terrible news. Came home, saw his baby, and the baby was beautiful. That night, the baby passed as well. And it broke him down. He just stayed in his house. And he had a good brother, a Christian brother, that went and said, "You come with me. Come home with me. We've got to get you built up." So he brought him to his house, and he said, "You know what? You need to get on the piano and begin to worship God." He got on the piano and he started to sing, "Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. I am tired. I'm weak. I'm alone." His family had been taken. He was all alone. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. When the way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my light is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand lest I fall. Guide my feet. Now when the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. This was Dr. Martin Luther King's favorite song. Mahalia Jackson sang it at his funeral. When Mahalia Jackson died, Aretha Franklin sang it at his funeral. I didn't think to go on Google to find this next, but either Fantasia Barrino or Jennifer Hudson sang it at Aretha Franklin's funeral. This song is powerful because it's a story in a song. And what this man went through is very, very hard, very harsh. But I want you to know, no matter what you're going through, what the storm is, Jesus is going to get you through. You're not going to stay in that storm, folks. You're not going to stay there. I could imagine there's testimony after testimony of what the Lord has done for you. I want us to pray. Debbie, would you come to the piano? Precious Lord, thank you for being with us in the time of our storms. We may be going through right now, but we understand we're not staying in the storm. We're not going to abide where there's unrest and no peace, but you're going to take us through. And I pray, Lord, right now that you minister to every heart. Lord, no matter what that storm is, no matter what the situation is, get us through. get us on the other side. Get us to the place of rejoicing in your deliverance and your grace. Lord, I pray that you'll touch everyone who has a special need. Give them your strength. Touch Brother Henry today. Give him your strength. Give him, Lord Jesus, your comfort. Let him feel you walking beside him. Touch Sister Watson. Give her your mercy, your strength, and your power. Your mighty God, everlasting Father, Principe. Touch Sister Watson with your healing and strengthening power. Touch Brother Artine today, Lord. Give comfort to his heart for the loss of his family member. And give him physical strength, oh God. Your mercy and your might. I'd like the kids to come up here and get somewhere where I can touch you. I'll be glad to get through this storm because I'd like to stand and move around a little bit. Let's pray for Claire and Evan. They start school and they both have a little physical something going on. Jesus, we pray your touch physically. Bring healing. Bring healing in your name, Jesus. We plead the blood over these two. Pray that you'll bless them as they go to school, that their friends will be friendlier, their teachers will be better than ever. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless the school, that you'll just protect them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else like special prayer? I can do it from here, or you can come here. You say, what good does it do for a guy in a wheelchair to lay hands on me? Let's find out. Because I believe, like Catherine Kuhlman, in miracles. Anyone else need prayer? I appreciate and love each and every one of you. Thank you for being here today. I've got sermons for the next 2 weeks. So pray that the Lord give me strength. Stay out of the hospital for the next 2 weeks. You can pray for me. That works. And then dismiss in prayer.
You can do that. Like I mentioned earlier, we are waiting on results from the last bone marrow biopsy. And we haven't had a lot of test results that have brought a smile to our faces. Well, let's pray that this one bring some good news, a good report of the Lord, to bring a smile to Amen. Our faces.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just ask in your name, Lord Jesus, that you continue to bring Dad through this storm, Lord God, and bring it to a completion, Lord God, bringing him to the other side, reaching your hand down and lifting him up out of the water, Lord God. We ask, Heavenly Father, for your hand to be upon him this week, and Mom as well, Lord. As the test results start to come back, we look to you for all things, Lord Jesus. We look to you for strength. We look to you for mercy. We look to you for grace, Lord God.
Mercy.
You are mighty and able, Heavenly Father, to bring this miracle about now, Lord Jesus. We ask that you heal his legs, that you bring strength to his legs, that you heal his spine, Lord God, that the surgery did not. We ask that you do a miracle in his body, inside and out, from head to toe, Lord God, that you cleanse his blood from the marrow to each cell, Lord God, and that you cast down the leukemia, that you cast down the cells that are imperfect, that are immature, and that destroy his body, Lord God. We ask in your name for a complete and total restoration of his health, that you bring back the time that the enemy has stolen, Lord God, that you put him strongly back on his feet again, that you bring peace into his home and peace to my mom, Lord God, that you give her strength, Lord God, and relief, Lord Jesus, from all that's gone on. We ask in your holy name, Jesus, for your miraculous power and spirit to come over Dad and to complete this storm, to bring him safely through to the other side, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray this morning. Lord, we ask that you go with each and every one gathered here, Lord Jesus, and that you bless each and every one, Lord God, and their families and their friends, and minister to all their needs, Lord God, as we continue to reach to you through the week. We thank you for your anointing here on this sermon. We thank you for a good sermon. We thank you for the worship time, and we thank you for the fellowship that we have with this body. We thank you for each and every one here this morning. Ask your blessing over them, Lord Jesus, and all their friends and all their family and all their needs, Lord God. We thank you for your strength that you give us. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. In your holy name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate Donnie mentioning Debbie. She's my rock. I couldn't be here without her. God bless you. Have a great day. Love you guys.